We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 3 of the Sedgwick County Stay Home Order. We have the story.
A local request for medical materials. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Century 2 is being used in the fight against COVID-19. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We're watching a strong storm system that's going to be sweeping through the region today, and that will increase our chance of an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. Our full forecast and what to expect in just a few minutes.
The latest numbers of coronavirus cases, 168 confirmed cases in Kansas, including 16 in Sedgwick County, 3 in Butler County, 1 in Harvey County. 3 deaths are reported by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment statewide. For information about the Sedgwick County Stay Home Order, call 660-9000. For information about services available, call 211.
During the pandemic, the request for medical materials has been sounded. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says numerous donations coming in this week.
Wichita State University and Textron together donated 1,500, that's 1,500 N95 masks for our local first responders. Thank you to WSU and Textron. The Medical Society of Sedgwick County dropped off a large donation of items as well.
Testing for COVID-19 in the state is being prioritized at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stolz talks about some of the criteria.
This includes healthcare workers and first responders who have COVID symptoms, potential clusters of unknown respiratory illnesses with priority given to long-term care facilities and healthcare facilities, hospitalized patients with no alternative diagnosis.
The basement of Wichita Century 2 is being used to help protect first responders and patients against COVID-19 with a drive-through decontamination center.
In the Century 2 basement, there are workers covered in head-to-toe with body suits while they sanitize ambulances and other vehicles. Officials refer to it as a decon and say it takes less than 30 minutes to complete the cleanings. Wichita Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis talks about the process.
It's been organized to where they can come into that space in a secure area, and we can apply the proper materials to it to hopefully get rid of the virus. And then after a short period of time, it can be quickly put back into service.
The hope is to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 between first responders and patients. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Grace Med on North Broadway is the first place in Wichita to offer drive-through testing for coronavirus. Before pulling up, patients call a triage team to answer a series of questions. If they meet the Kansas Department of Health and Environment guidelines, they can then schedule an appointment. Grace Med Chief Medical Officer Dr. Julie Elder says patients stay in their cars during the entire process.
I think patients have appreciated it in the sense that it's convenient. You know, they get here, we do the testing, they get through, and they get some answers.
Dr. Elder says each test takes about 15 minutes. To schedule an appointment, call 316-866-2000.
President Trump opened Thursday's coronavirus task force briefing, saying the country will bounce back in all aspects after the virus is controlled.
The president says the number of people submitting jobless claims is disturbing, but it's not as dire as he's heard people describe it.
I heard it could be 6 million, could be 7 million. It's 3.3 or 3.2. But it's a lot of jobs. But I think we'll come back very strong the sooner we get back to work.
The president also heralded the recent rises in the stock market. But he isn't ready to say the uncertainty is past.
It hasn't passed, but it's come a long way. I think they think we're doing a really good job in terms of running this whole situation.
He says fears have been calmed in how they've handled the outbreak. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll relive some past classic moments from March Madness this weekend, and we'll give you a rundown of that coming up in sports.
What impact is Sedgwick County's stay-home order having on social services? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. What impact is Sedgwick County's stay-home order having on social services? Diana Shun is director of the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County, working with abused children and their families. Shun tells KNSS News.
Obviously, our staffing has significantly changed. We are doing therapy now via telemedicine, and so that's a new endeavor for us to not have our clients directly in front of the therapist.
April is National Abuse Awareness Month. Diana Shun is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
The Food and Drug Administration is trying to fast-track treatments and drugs to help Americans cope with coronavirus and its symptoms. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
As of right now, there is no specific medicine to prevent or treat someone infected by COVID-19. However, we are learning of some experimental treatments that could have promise, one of them being the transfer of blood plasma. We've also talked at length regarding two anti-malaria drugs, which have not been approved as treatment. Dr. Anthony Fauci says no matter what it is, there is a risk associated with any treatment that hasn't been properly studied.
The best way to get the best drug as quickly as possible is to do a randomized controlled trial so that you know, is it safe? And it's effective.
Now, there is a drug called remdesivir, which is being studied in 5 large clinical trials. 2 of those trials could have results in early April.
About 500,000 people across the world are infected with COVID-19.
A California woman goes viral for a clever birthday surprise.
Despite a statewide stay-home order, Hannah Chung of Los Angeles was able to make her fiancé Jason's 30th birthday extra special, inviting 76 neighbors in their apartment complex to sing for him out their windows.
2, 1! Happy birthday!
Hannah sharing a TikTok video of the social distancing surprise. She slid handwritten invitations under the doors of each of their interior-facing neighbors, asking them to be ready to celebrate at exactly 2 p.m.
Hey! Thank you!
Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
7:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS Secret Sound Friday. We're going to play the secret sound for you 3 times this morning, and the third time you hear it, if you give us a call at 869-1330, you could win 2 large 5-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Ooh. Let's play the secret sound. Now, don't call now. We're going to play it a couple of more times, and you'll get a good chance to figure out just exactly what the secret sound is. And then at 7:20 this morning, give us a call. You could win it.
No, not 7:20.
7:40.
There you go.
Yeah, 7:40. Thank you, Jed. Keeping an eye on me there. Papa John's Pizza, 2 of those up for grabs. 7:10 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
In traffic out there right now in Wichita, I think the big thing to keep keep an eye on is the visibility. Visibility an issue out there in the Wichita area this morning. We've had some areas of fairly heavy fog right now. In fact, visibility, Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport, now listed at 1/4 mile. So fog getting thicker in some areas. Be careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, the weather kind of missed us. I guess Olathe got some really big hail overnight, so it kind of went north of here then, huh?
Yeah, I saw a lot of the pictures from late last night, and of course, that's a good thing. I know a lot of people out there, you know, they want the storms, but we don't want the damage, so that's why I said it's a good thing that they missed us. And we did have some reports in our area of some hail up to the size of golf balls. When I say our area, I'm talking about some of our northernmost counties from Dickinson all the way over to Morris and Lyon counties. But other than that, those storms, once they went up, they kind of got on out of here pretty quickly. Severe thunderstorm watch up there was let go about 4 hours early as well. So we'll still have another round of some potential storms later on this evening and tonight. So we still got to make sure that we stay weather aware, even though we didn't have anything here in Wichita. And just to give you a quick update on things, Steve, before I get into that forecast, latest information, just had a dense fog advisory issued maybe just a few seconds ago after Jad was talking about traffic and the fact that fog was really kind of congregating out there pretty quickly. So be ready for that patchy dense fog out there, and then we'll have mostly cloudy skies after the fog lifts. 20% chance of a shower or storm. That's mainly going to be a little bit later on today, closer to the early evening hours. 72 degrees, so we're going to be south of a stationary front that's barely moving, barely kind of wobbling back and forth, and that's why we'll still be able to warm up into those nice 70s. Winds are going to be light at 5 to 15, mostly cloudy skies tonight, turning more into a likelihood of some showers and storms. They should be isolated in nature, but any one of those could be strong to severe, capable of large hail, damaging wind gusts, and the threat of an isolated tornado. It's still low, but it's not completely zero, so we can't take that off the table. All modes or all forms of severe weather being possible with this next round later this evening and during the overnight. Low of only 47, so not really dipping down all that much. 61 degrees tomorrow, coolest day of the week. Still could see a passing shower, isolated rumble as this system tracks through the area, but then turning partly cloudy tomorrow night. And that's going to lead to a dry day all day Sunday and temperatures rebounding close to the upper 60s. Staying in the 60s throughout much of next week, but then we'll have another round of some showers and storms to start the new work week on Monday. Right now, 50 degrees, fog, quarter mile visibility. Winds out of the north at 10 miles an hour. Not going to be too breezy today, so we could see that fog linger and stick around all the way through mid to late morning.
Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And later this morning, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. scheduled to vote on the package, the pandemic package of relief that was passed by the Senate and now being considered by the House. With us this morning is U.S. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So, what's going to happen this morning? I'm not real. It's kind of confusing the way they're going to vote this. Tell us about that, Ron.
So this is the third round of bills that we've passed in support of this, and this bill in particular is focused on the economic aspects, helping support families, helping support people that maybe get unemployed, helping support businesses so that they can keep people employed, and it tags on with the other two that focused first on treatments and developing a vaccine. And then the second one was on sick leave and family leave so that people wouldn't come to work if they were sick. So this was developed in the Senate. The Senate's passed the version. It's come over to the House. And this morning we expect to vote on it in the House. There's been some give and take back and forth as we talk through how do we vote, because so many of the states are in a quarantine, or if you're coming out of New York, most of the states are requiring that you quarantine yourself for 2 weeks before you come. So it makes it difficult for some of the members to get here to vote. So the plan is to call for a voice vote that we can at least express our opinions on the vote. The rules do allow any member to request a roll call vote, and so that's really created a little bit of the confusion. Is if somebody does call a roll call vote, then we probably can't get all our members here today that could possibly come in to travel to do the vote. So I'm expecting the voice vote to pass this morning, and that we'll move this over to the president's desk, where I'm sure he'll sign it right away.
I confess to you that I'm not as worried about the health aspect for me personally as the economy and things that could happen. Is this going to be enough? I mean, that's a lot of money, but is it going to be enough to throw at this thing right out of the bat here? Is it going to keep us from going into a deep recession? What do you think?
So this is really unprecedented times in terms of what we're going through, and basically our economy normally just keeps rolling. People go to work. They, the value of the person who grows the wheat then sells it to the baker who bakes the bread, who sells it to somebody that eats at home. So that's the whole economic cycle, and that keeps going. And this virus has disrupted that. And so it's a huge shock to the system. There's nothing wrong with the economy other than we've just shut down in place. And so what we're trying to do with this bill is make sure that we can get businesses started back up once we get past the pandemic episode that's out there and get to on the recovery side of that. And there's not a lot of prior track record of how to handle a situation like this, but there is a lot of money out there, and it's really something that we want to make sure the economy keeps going.
Is this thing
back to going again?
I saw as this thing was rolling out, looked like there was going to be some politics played and partisan politics, but I had a feeling that some of that wasn't going to fly very well with the folks back home. No matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, the folks back home probably putting a little pressure on you to get something done quick.
It really was. That was kind of sad over the weekend. I mean, this process actually had started out working very well. The Democrat and Republican senators were building this bill, and they actually involved the House members from the corresponding committees. So we had focus on healthcare aspects. We had focus on taxes. We had focus on economic growth and lending capabilities. So we had the respective committees working together. And then when the political shenanigans started, and unfortunately that was led by the speaker as she was doing that. And I think she made a serious political mistake, as well as it wasn't the right thing to do for the country in terms of we've got a crisis. Let's go focus on the crisis and let's not try to score points in the midst of that and try to get pet projects in that really aren't necessarily good for the country. Let's focus at solving this problem.
I'm going to ask you for an opinion, because it's going to be just that. I know, because nobody knows what the answer is. But how long is this going to take? I mean, we hope weeks, but it'd love to hurt months even, and years maybe, to get this the virus to go over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think part of the confusion that comes out in different answers to that question is it depends on what's the solution that you're asking for. If it's a vaccine, it's probably 12 to 18 months. At least that's what the experts say. If it's some antiviral treatments that can help make the heal people that are sick once they catch it, I mean, that's much more quicker in terms of that. In fact, we're seeing some very promising things now with the use of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, which are pretty commonly used medicines and seem to have a good treatment effect. Also, other antivirals are being developed and will be available over the summer and into the fall. I'm more worried about making sure that, okay, the medical aspect's rolling forward, but we also got to get our lives back to moving forward as well. And it's probably going to be several weeks, 4 to 6 weeks or so before we start to be able to say, okay, the worst is over and we're starting to move forward from that standpoint.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Stay safe and keep washing your hands, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes with us this morning. 7:20 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And as we take a look at this final weekend of March, we will replay some classic old March Madness games from years past and get to relive some classic games for both Wichita State and Kansas. So we'll take a look at that this weekend. We will play a couple of great old Wichita State games on the year that they went to the Final Four. How about that? And Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call on those, and we'll replay a couple of those games coming up this weekend. Noon tomorrow and noon on Sunday. Tomorrow we'll have the great game where the Shockers beat number one ranked Gonzaga in the second round of the NCAA tournament. That'll be tomorrow at noon, the Gonzaga game. And then Sunday at noon, we'll play the game after that, the Sweet 16 game when the Shockers beat LaSalle. So a couple of great classic Shocker games you can listen to live at noon, Saturday, noon, Sunday. Those are on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we'll replay a couple of classic Kansas games from NCAA tournaments past. We have, we'll go back to the Final Four game back in 2012, KU and Ohio State at the Superdome. We'll play that one at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH.
And then a classic game from just a couple of years ago, the East Regional. No, I'm sorry, the Midwest Regional Final in the Elite Eight back in 2018. Number one seed Kansas, number two seed Duke with a trip to the Final Four on the line in Omaha. And that game went into overtime. Another KU classic. That'll be at 6 o'clock Sunday night. So listen for all those games this weekend. Reliving some March Madness of the past over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
And it's Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Your chance to win a couple of pizzas this morning. If you know what the sound is, let's go ahead and play it again, Ted. Here's a clue. I heard this sound yesterday at a pond near the Intercom campus. Don't call now.
Me too.
We're going to play it one more time here in a few minutes. And if you think you know what it is at that time, give us a call, 869-1330. And you could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Mm. Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted.
All right.
Now 7:23. Get here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. SUVs and air pollution. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.